Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hello, fellow Christians. The world's a crazy place. The end days are near. Get ready. But we all know that the end day could be today, as far as you and I are concerned. And we know that everything here is going to burn up and die anyway. So even though we see these signs, I still believe we should take them seriously, because they are things that give us motives. And we see the manifestations taking place. We see the wars, the rumor of wars, the volcanoes going off. We see all the murder, violence, whatever it might be. Many of this stuff has taken place after generation and generation. But we do know during these last days, it's worldwide. Never have we been able to cover the whole world the way we are. In Revelations 18, it tells us the whole world ate the dainties from the, you know, doomed Babylon, the great Babylon. And we see that happening now. Long story, very, very short. Guard your soul. Your soul is eternal. One day when our eyes close will be the last time they close, and we will wake up on the other side. And there'll be a book. And more than anything in my whole existence, I want my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Think about sweating that one out, gang. It was given once for a man to die, then the judgment. And the Lord does tell us through Paul to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And he tells us that the beginning of wisdom, the beginning, just the start, is the fear of the Lord. That doesn't sound too flaky to me. It's cut and dried, and it means what it means. And Paul here says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." As he's going to a church, he does not want his mind or his motives going anywhere else than realizing the people that he is preaching to need Jesus Christ. And he needs Jesus Christ. And why? Because Jesus Christ died and was crucified and paid the price for all mankind's sins. "And I was with you in weakness and in fear, in much trembling." For all I know, he could have been in the middle of people that just wanted to knock his head off. He could have been right there, because he knew what that was like. He was on his way to persecute Christians when he got reborn. So now as he was traveling into these different places, he knew his head was on the line, especially his, because he was an extremely turncoat Jewish man. He was a Pharisee of Pharisee that somehow, by that miracle on the road to Damascus and getting knocked off his horse, became a new creation in Christ. He was blinded for 3 days. And quite frankly, he scared the apostles to death because they could not believe it. Even all the things that the apostles saw when they were with Christ himself, said, how could this guy, Paul, he was out to kill us, but he changed. His heart changed. So now, instead of determining everything about, you know, the University of Pharisee, instead of caring about what his teachers thought and taught, he was determined to know nothing amongst them other Jesus Christ and him crucified. And he said, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in a demonstration of the Spirit and of power." He wasn't a great entertainer. He didn't have eloquent speech, and that's kind of along the same lines as Moses. But he knew his message. He knew his message had power. He knew his message had truth. And he knew his message was complete foolishness to people, that a virgin would be conceived of this thing called the Holy Ghost and bring forth the Lamb of God, who was Jesus, who was the Word of God manifested in a woman, born under the law, born of a woman, born under the law, to die a gruesome death for you and for me. He knew the message was complete foolishness, went against everything the Jews were waiting for. They wanted some kind of physical, carnal king that would deliver them from Roman chains and bondage. They didn't realize the bondage of lust, the bondage of hate and bitterness and envy and fear and jealousy, intimidation, depression, all those spiritual bondages that the devil has us in. Jesus Christ came to break those invisible chains that last eternally, that put people in hell. He came to set the captives free. And he goes on to say that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Gang, forget about the wisdom of men. Has it ever really helped? Every kingdom has its own education. Every culture has its own education. They all crumble. They all die. Some last 6 months. Some may last 500 years. But the fact is they all die. The wisdom of the man dies in the grave. And it's continually changing. Constantly changing. The earth is flat. The earth is round. It's constantly changing. The wisdom of men. It's carnal. Because the wisdom of God is what we stand on. The power of God is what we stand on. We know we are creations. We know we are special. We know we were made in the image of God, and we know we have an enemy that absolutely hates it. It wants to be the God of this world and your life, and he wants to control you through the lusts and the affections of the flesh. He wants a noose around your neck and say, hey, Jim, hey, Joe, hey, Tony, hey, go in that bar, look at that woman. Look at that car. You could own that. Look at that job. Oh, don't be content in your job. Quit that job. Get another one. Oh, the fear. The fear. What about my pension? What about this? What about that? Gang, I constantly say it. The simple things of gas. Satan has got us so tied up in this world that gas and electricity, period, run the whole show. I'm 65 years old, and I've never had to raise one of my own tomatoes. I've never had to shoot a single animal. I've never had to dip a cup in a river to get a drink. It was all in my refrigerator, either supplied by my parents or supplied by giving this. I walk in this store, I give them these green dollars, and I buy it. We are probably the stupidest generation to ever be on mankind. I don't care how intelligent your 8-year-old kid is and he knows all about the computer. Don't plug the computer in and see how intelligent he is. This stuff, we are getting set up. You know who our example should be? John the Baptist. He pulled it off with grasshoppers and honey. Wild honey and grasshoppers. You know, sometimes that motivates me because I say, you know, Lord, you said John the Baptist was the greatest prophet. And if the lights go out and the gasoline goes out and you say your greatest prophet lived off of grasshoppers and wild honey, then, hey, good enough for me. I am not going to like it. I am not going to despise it. But I will not let depression get in me because the word of God told me the greatest man to ever come out of a womb, the greatest prophet to ever come out of the womb, was John the Baptist, grasshoppers, and wild honey. That's what his diet was. And that does not go with the wisdom of men, folks. Oh, no. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them which are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even a hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Gang, we've been let in on the wisdom. We've been let in on the mystery of the kingdom of God, that God's word wants to come and live in you. It does not no longer need a temple of stone. Absolutely blasphemy the Jews. Blasphemy for waiting for the red heifers. Blasphemy for making another temple. Blasphemy that temple is not made with human hands. You are now the temple of the living God. And God wants to live inside you. And you know it by his convictions. And that is the hidden mystery. Because if your eyes are just on the things of the world, the cares of the world, what's in it for me? Whatever I see, taste, smell, touch, hear, guides every motive of my physical body. Gang, your physical body is separated from your spirit. Think about that sometime as you're walking around. Your physical body is separated from your spirit. Don't let your spirit run your physical body. Don't let your physical body run your spirit. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Yeah. Clueless. This world is clueless. And we think that the things of this world can give us eternal joy. Because I'm not going to say it doesn't give us joy or pleasures. Because we're warned in the word that these pleasures that we get, which are true, but the word is temporary, temporary, temporary. All right? That's the word. The word is temporary. But God gives us eternal life about the joy that was set before us. That's why he died. We were his joy that was set before him. And so now as we walk in this life, that has to be our joy. Knowing what God has waiting for us. Knowing how valuable we were to him because he paid the price. But gang, he paid the price to give us the Holy Ghost. Now the Holy Ghost's job is to give you a conviction, but this is where your spirit comes in. No, you couldn't die on the cross. That was all God. No, you couldn't give yourself the Holy Spirit. He had to die to give it to you. But now you do play a role. Now that the Holy Spirit is convicting you, where are you going to choose? You're going to be a chicken? Are you going to speak up? You're going to let your family rule your life? Your children rule your life? Your wife rule your life? Or vice versa, whatever it might be? Or are you going to let the Word of God rule your life? And there will be friction. There will be a squeezing in. There will be a narrow gate. There will be a fight. There will be endurance. There will be resistance. And there will only be a few that get in. Because your flesh nature, along with most people, want to go the wide gate. The wide gate. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. The Spirit of God will cause you to meditate. The Spirit of God will cause you to discern. The Spirit of God will give you wisdom and knowledge. It is not on the surface. It goes deep into your soul. Gang, it's just not on the realm of flesh. We got it all wrong if we keep it there. Your faith becomes strong the more you're in Jesus. Stay close to him. There's only one escape, and it was done at the cross. By his blood, we became new creations in Christ. He hung on that cross for you and for I and our children. Teach your children the story of Jesus. And God bless you and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.